HIPAA 101, a short history of HIPAA. Most people know HIPAA, or at least the sound of the word. We've all met staff people in doctor's offices who ask us to sign a HIPAA form. But what is HIPAA really? This short history of HIPAA and related legislation highlights the issues of patient privacy and sharing information with caregivers. HIPAA, the dawn of federal patient privacy legislation. HIPAA stands for the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act of 1996. Congress initially created this federal law to help people keep health insurance coverage as they move between jobs. The first HIPAA legislation also addressed pre-existing medical conditions. In addition, it took aim at waste, fraud, and abuse in health systems. A few years after that, in 2003, Congress added the privacy rule to HIPAA. The privacy rule defines protected health information, or PHI, as health status, the provision of health care, or payment for health care that can be linked to an individual. You can find PHI in records held by quote-unquote covered entities. HIPAA uses the term covered entities to mean any business governed by HIPAA. Examples of such businesses are doctor's offices and companies that bill for hospitals. The privacy rule limits the situations where covered entities may disclose PHI. Later, in 2006, the enforcement rule roared onto the scene. It gave teeth to the United States Department of Health and Human Services. Under that rule, Health and Human Services can fine covered entities for violating the privacy rule. More recent legislation about mental health and HIPAA. Fast forward a decade. In 2016, Congress passed the 21st Century Cures Act. Within that law, one section stresses the importance of compassionate communication during mental health crises. What is compassionate communication? It is doctors talking with patients' families. Also, that same section charged Health and Human Services with creating more resources explaining when doctors may involve families in medical discussions. As a result, a lot of PDFs and web pages on this subject exist. As a matter of fact, you can find them on our resources page. And here is the quote from the 21st Century Cures Act that talks about creating more resources. For the sake of the health and safety of persons with serious mental illness, more clarity is needed surrounding the existing HIPAA privacy rule to permit healthcare professionals to communicate, when necessary, with responsible known caregivers of such persons, the limited, appropriate, protected health information of such persons in order to facilitate treatment.